It is Morning Edition on NHPR. It's 7:45. I'm Rick Ganley, joined now by NHPR's Josh Rogers. He joins us for New Hampshire's Political Front. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, Rick.
So, Josh, Hillary Clinton returning to New Hampshire tomorrow. It'll be her first visit since February. And, of course, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now confirmed he'll be on hand to endorse her, or possibly endorse her. So all's well that ends well. Is that the message here?
Well, Rick, that's surely what Democrats hope. But the end does remain a ways off, November 8th, to be exact. But with the Democratic convention 2 weeks away, now's a logical time for Sanders to formalize his support for Hillary Clinton, particularly perhaps in light of the Democratic National Committee's draft platform, which was debated over the weekend in Florida.
But why? I mean, did Sanders get what he wanted here?
Well, that platform doesn't include what Bernie Sanders most wanted, a plank opposing the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement or a measure he backed to, quote, end the occupation of Palestine. But it does include a lot Sanders did want, a 15-hour minimum wage, for instance, indexed to inflation. Recall that Hillary Clinton ran on a $12 minimum wage. Mm-hmm. There's also language seeking to put a price on carbon. The platform stopped short of the ban on fracking Sanders sought, but it does call for more regulation of fracking at every level. And if you pair this with some of Hillary Clinton's recent policy addenda, proposing to make public college tuition free for families earning less than $125,000 a year, and a calling for a doubling of spending on community health centers and support for a public option for insurance, and you can certainly see that how Sanders has influenced things.
Okay, but Josh, how much attention is anyone really paying to party platform at the end of the day?
That's a fair question, and typically not very much. But this platform, which also, for instance, calls for a reasoned pathway for future legalization of marijuana, is being described as the most liberal Democrats have drafted in years, possibly ever. Some are calling it the most progressive platform Democrats have ever contemplated. Absent Bernie Sanders, I think it's safe to say we might be getting a little different one.
Okay. Now, you mentioned a public option for insurance. I couldn't help but notice the location for Clinton's event at Portsmouth tomorrow, is at Portsmouth High School. I seem to recall that President Obama held a healthcare town hall back in the day. Then.
Yes, in 2009. That was when the public option was a huge debate among Democrats and when the larger debate over what became the Affordable Care Act was stoking so much outrage among the GOP. You know, I'm not sure why the Clinton campaign picked Portsmouth as a location. And for the record, Sanders beat her there by about 800 votes. Mm. Would it make any difference where they chose? But it's certainly a lot easier to get to for the public and the press than Unity, the town in Sullivan County where Hillary Clinton endorsed Barack Obama back in 2008.
That's true. Okay, so stay tuned for Clinton and Sanders tomorrow morning. We'll have much more on that. Later this morning, Josh, Senator Kelly Ayotte is going to give a national security speech at St. Anselm College. What's going on there?
She is, and it's being billed as her campaign as a comprehensive strategy for defeating ISIS and confronting what she describes as the threat of radical Islamic terrorism. We'll see what's in her talk, but national security is an area where Kelly Ayotte's campaign believes she should have a real edge, and it simply hasn't been a big focus of the Senate race so far. And when it has come up over the resettlement of Syrian refugees, say, or about the future of Guantanamo Bay Prison, the differences between Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan haven't been easy to see. On both issues, Maggie Hassan is more or less broken with her party. Recall earlier this year when Hassan was the only Democratic governor in the country to call for a pause in the resettlement of Syrian refugees. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to Guantanamo, Governor Hassan's been a skeptic of President Obama's plan to close the prison there since those plans were first aired back in February. So we'll see what sort of substance Ayotte lays out this morning. But as a matter of politics, you've got to think she's hoping voters see clearer differences between herself and Governor Hassan on national security issues, because those should, in theory, be to her advantage.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers is NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition often to talk politics. And you can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter. He's at Josh Rogers, NHPR.